What's up, everybody? This is the Toasty Podcast. My name is Sky. I want to go ahead and do a quick segment for you guys. I'm trying to be more consistent with doing this every day if I can. You know, we're hitting a new year soon, and I want to be better at what I do, which is podcasting, obviously. So I have an upcoming guest I want to talk about. We are going to be talking to Don Huffins on Friday, and I am pretty excited about it. It's just, you know, I'm wondering what he thinks it's going to be like. So we'll see. You know, this is new territory for me. I've never talked to someone of his position in politics, so it'll be interesting, to say the least. But you know what? Regardless of all that crap, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of what's happening right now in America and in Texas. This is your number one source for politics, society, and culture, news, and commentary. Let's get freaking toasty, bros!
This is the number one politics, society, and culture podcast that you'll ever hear. It's called the Toasty Podcast. Look, if anyone is going to start a media revolution, it might as well be us. Sky created the Toasty brand to influence people in a positive way in order to empower independent thinkers such as himself to stand up for what they believe in. And here at the Toasty Podcast, we call that staying toasty. So, where does that leave you? It's simple, really. When you support our work, you're supporting the good fight. We produce podcasts, create YouTube and TikTok content, and design apparel that isn't made in China for you. We want to engage culture, so let's get toasty.
Look, guys, I want to go back and say that I'm sorry that I even released the last episode I did by myself because it was just trashy. The audio was terrible, and I just couldn't do it. So I got rid of that episode altogether. I just took it down. I know I'm acting like some of these girls on Instagram right now, but you know what? It was necessary, and I think that I'd rather have good quality stuff up no matter what. No matter what it takes. And if you have not checked out our website already, please go check out our website, man. ToastyCreations.com. We have what you need right there on the website. Links to every single podcast platform for the podcast. And merch. We offer apparel, guys. Toasty apparel. You know what? I'm going to start calling it something different, though. I'm changing the names. I'm doing some working around on some construction, if you will, on the website. I'm trying to separate my life out better because I do a lot of stuff. So if I can somehow separate this all out so that everyone's not really confused, that'd be great. And if I could hire a secretary, that'd be even better. Not going to happen. I don't make that much money. So anyway, Apple is losing money because of this supply chain issue, and it's pretty apparent from seeing these big companies losing money from this, that, you know, we're in a different state. You know, people may try to deny that the economy's bad, but, you know, the economy's bad. Whatever you want to blame it on, I don't care at this point. I don't give a crap. I know what I would blame it on, but you know what? Whatever. We're going to keep moving along. You just got to see the forest for the trees, man. The economy is doing bad. No matter what happened to it, no matter what caused it, the economy is bad. And you guys need to realize this and think about that. When you're at the store tomorrow or the next day getting groceries for the week or the 2 weeks or however many times you get groceries every month. I don't know. I'm a weekly guy myself. But anyway, when you're there, think about getting more than you might want to get for the week or the 2 weeks or whatever. You know, the reason I say these things is because prices are going up so fast that you're almost making an investment buying beef right now. Yeah, I know that sounds ludicrous, but true story, guys, true story. You know, the good news, though, I got some good news for you guys. The economy's bad and, you know, everything's just going terribly, but there's a rumor going around that Biden, you know, defecated himself when he met the Pope. That's the rumor. I don't really know. Obviously, I said it's a rumor, and that means that we don't know if it's true or not, but in Rome, where they met, at the Vatican, there was a news reporter that was like, hey, you know, this meeting went longer than normal, so it was an hour and 15 minutes versus the normal an hour or less. Like Obama's was 50 minutes and President Trump's was 30 minutes. So this one was an hour and 15. The reason it was longer is because they had to cut it. They cut it and made everyone leave. All the reporters had to leave. All the recorders, all the cameras had to leave for like, I don't know how long. I guess they don't really say how long. 20 minutes, 30 minutes, I don't really know. And then next thing you know, they're doing it again. And the Pope said he would release an edited version that they both agreed would be good enough, essentially. An edited version for what? Normally they don't have to do that. They don't have to edit all that crap like that. Anyway, weird. And people were just speculating. It was funny. It was just a joke. But it was on Twitter trending like crazy. Poopy Pants Biden was trending. Hashtag. What the heck? People are crazy, man. People are crazy, man. Including me. But I'm just saying, I think people are realizing how bad of a leader Biden is. I think that's happening right before our very eyes. You know, I've been saying it for a little while. Even Democrats are just like, what's going on here, you know? And I think at some point, well, actually, no. Here's my prediction. When it comes down to it, he is going to have to be pushed back somehow to have to race in the primaries again. You know, normally a president is already like the incumbent, so he doesn't have to run in the primaries. But I think somehow they're going to pull some shenanigans and get him to have to do it again. And you know, everyone talks trash and everyone says, you know, stupid this, stupid that, but here's the deal, guys. Of course, you know, unless you're some high politician listening to this podcast, I don't, honestly, awesome, congrats, you found the best one yet, and you should come on the show. But if you're not one of these people, the political elites, if you will, then you don't know what it's like. And sometimes I have to give these people the benefit of the doubt, even though they do evil things, even though they are bad people from what we see. You never know what kind of situation they're in, you know? And the political elite, you know, the establishment of these things, they all kind of resemble the mafia to me, you know? And when you think about what the mafia is like, you always owe someone. And it's pretty clear that's how it works, right? You know, you do favors in politics. That's how everyone talks about it anyway. You watch House of Cards and, you know, even though it's fictional, it's I'm starting to believe it's pretty true. But you watch that show, and you don't go past the third season because it gets really weird. But you watch the first part of that show, and you think, what if Biden is in a position that he just was almost forced into? You know what I mean? Like, what is Jill doing? You know, is anyone watching Jill? Is anyone watching her close? I don't know. You know, is anyone watching Kamala close? Koala, I mean. Yes, by the way, guys, from now on, it is Koala Harris. Yeah, I have established. It has been spoken! Look, all I'm saying is women are master planners. That's what I'm trying to say right now. You know, and I'm not trying to sound misogynistic about it, you know, or whatever the woke might say about me. But if you look at that, you look at them and, you know, you see them in the shadows, you know, that's where they do that's where they do their worst, you know, in the shadows. So if you guys look closely, you might see some stuff happening. But Biden is sad because Biden is not in the right state of mind. He is not. There's just a lot of mental decline there, and it sucks to see. Honestly, it sucks to see. You know why it sucks to see? I'm gonna bring you all down real quick. Which, sorry if you're on a commute or you're listening right now, your mood might change just slightly. You know, just a little bit. My dad, you know, passed away from breast cancer. Right. Well, hold on. Before you go crazy, hold on. Just listen. Hear me out. When I was in high school, he passed away, and then, he got breast cancer. And it went into remission, and then it came back in his bones and his lungs, and it was terminal, right? Okay. Well, because it was terminal, it spread to a lot of different places, so the breast cancer became, you know, everything cancer. That's just kind of how cancer works at the end of people's lives, usually it just spreads everywhere because your body's just like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't do this, you know. So it went to his brain, of course, things like that. Well, I saw a cognitive decline so quick, you know, at 15 years old, you know, you don't see a lot of that. You've never seen that before. Maybe your grandfather dies or whatever, which also happened to me before that, but that was that almost seems like part of life almost, you know, that's how that works. But anyway, the circle of life, if you will. And I could see it. And you see it day after day after day. You see the difference that happens. My problem is that Biden is reminding me a lot of my dad, except it's way slower, if that makes sense. He's not on a cognitive decline that's within 6 months. He's on a cognitive decline that you can clearly see. Even since he became president at the beginning of 2021, it's worse than it was then. And if you watch, like you can watch the 90s press conferences, late 90s, 98, 99, when he was a senator, or when he was in the Senate, I can't remember where, the House. Honestly, I don't even know the guy's. Sadly, this is a political podcast, and I don't know the guy's career. But anyway, you watch those things. I have seen those things, and those conferences when he's speaking, he's kind of smart. Like he's sharp, not smart, I shouldn't say, but he's sharp. You know, he knows what he's doing. You know, there's a reason he was in 40 years plus in politics. Like he knows what he's doing in politics. So to see him now. Very sad and interesting as to why the Democrats decided that that's who they wanted to do it. Enough so that they pushed very good candidates out of the way for Biden to win. Think about that. Think about that. Anyway, guys, that's my little ramble of the day. Hope you guys enjoyed it. You know, when I don't have co-hosts and I don't have guests, it's kind of hard to stay on topic. I apologize. Don Huffins, guys, Friday. I can't wait. This has been your Monday night special. Tomorrow I'll do another one. The next day I'll do another one. I'm going to try to do as many as I can. Let's just start uploading freaking stuff, man. And maybe you'll like it and maybe you'll hate it. But you can listen to our main podcast every Wednesday. We record Tuesday nights normally. Tomorrow night I'm actually going to an event at Silver Star Whiskey. If you guys have not tried Silver Star, it is one of the best bourbons and whiskeys you can get in the Fort Worth area. They are local. I'm a Texas bred individual and I live in Fort Worth, so obviously you got to support them. All right, that'll be it. That's all. I'm going to leave and say toasty. Love you guys. Peace.